Hi there, Desert Vista High School. Right on. Way to go, Sydney. Well, just to make you feel good, I'm a bass player. My name's Tom Wakeling, and I play the bass and live in Portland, Oregon. And I'm coming to you from the beautiful veranda. Look it up. Google it. Veranda, V-E-R-A-N-D-A. I'm coming to you from the beautiful veranda at Highland Jazz Festival. Here to give you some ideas about your performance. And I'm looking forward to hearing you. So here we go. I like the drummer that you're keeping it chugging along. You got a nice time feel. And, you know, when we have to, we're constantly adjusting to conditions when we play, you know, minute by minute and second by second. We have to alter what we're doing depending on what's going on around us when we play jazz. So whether or not you're doing something differently because you have a sub on bass, I'm not sure. But, you know, if you are aware that that's the case, then you need to do everything you can to support her. And same with from the piano chair, and, you know, give her some visual cues just so she knows she's in the right place if she looks up. And, you know, you sort of watch each other's backs, you know, when you play together and you hold each other up. Good to see a lot of people taking solos. It's a 12-bar blues. So there's a lot of opportunity to get recordings of people, famous jazz people, playing the 12-bar blues and then stealing their licks and making your own solos using their licks. It is illegally to download music from the Internet, to steal music from the Internet, but it's not illegal to steal somebody's licks. So, as a matter of fact, in the old days, trumpet players used to put a handkerchief over their fingers when they played so that their competitors couldn't steal their stuff. So there's some recordings and musicians that you guys all should be listening to. And I don't mean listening to them while you're, you know, playing video games. I mean, like, listening to them, like focused listening, like without any distractions, like a bunch of times in a row. And so I'm just going to give you some recordings that are very important for jazz. The reason I'm going to do that is because playing music is sort of like learning English or French, or, you know, like when you're a little baby and you don't speak. And, you know, how do you learn your first words? How did we learn our first words? Did they put us in a soundproof booth and then we just start talking? Well, no. We had people around us that talk to us, and then we mimic them. And music is the same way. So if you want to learn how to play this music, along with playing your, you know, learning your major scales and minor scales, and along with your saxophone players playing long tones every day so you develop the ability to play in tune and blend and balance and have endurance, and your brass players playing pedal tones and lip slurs every day like you would find in the Clark's studies and the Arban studies for brass players. Those are just goes without saying that that's what you do. But along with developing the tools to actually execute things on the instrument, you need to listen to the music you're trying to play. So here's a few really important ones. The Count Basie Big Band, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis, Duke Ellington's bands, the Ahmad Jamal Trio, and a really good record of their group is Live at the Pershing. It's piano, bass, and drums. It's a really important rhythm section record. The Oscar Peterson Trio with Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums. And a really great example of that group is called The Trio. Also, Miles Davis Quintet. I'm going to give you seven different recordings you should get. Four of them are from a group that had Philly Joe Jones on drums and Paul Chambers on bass and Red Garland on piano, Miles on trumpet, and John Coltrane on tenor saxophone. And the four recordings are Workin', Steamin', Cookin', and Relaxin', and they're from the mid to late 1950s. And then from the early to mid 60s, Miles Davis, Miles in Europe, My Funny Valentine, and Four and More. And that band had on it Herbie Hancock on piano and Ron Carter on bass and Tony Williams on drums. Tony was 17 when he joined Miles Davis. So drummer, if you want to hear an astounding 17-year-old playing drums, get those Miles records with Tony Williams on them. And also Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, especially the groups that had Cedar Walton on piano and Freddie Hubbard, Wayne Shorter in them. And then, you know, each of the greats on your individual instruments. So, you know, some of the great pianists, you know, Art Tatum and Keith Jarrett and Chick Corea and Hank Jones. I mentioned Oscar Peterson, Teddy Wilson. I'm drawing a blank. There's so many of them. Bobby Timmons. Bill Evans is a really important pianist. Bass players Ron Carter, Ray Brown, Paul Chambers, Curly Russell, Major Holly, Charlie Hayden, Sam Jones. Drummers Tony Williams, Philly Joe Jones, Wynton, Jimmy Cobb, Buddy Rich, Mel Lewis, Jack DeJohnette. Trumpet players Clifford Brown, Lee Morgan, Chet Baker, Louis Armstrong, Roy Eldridge, Randy Brecker, Miles Davis. Trombone players J.J. Johnson, Carl Fontana, Kay Winding, Curtis Fuller. Saxophones, Cannonball Adderley, Phil Woods, Paul Desmond. Paul Desmond is really easy to steal from. He plays nice and simple, simply. Can I say Cannonball Adderley, Johnny Hodges, tenor and Barry players. Barry would be Jerry Mulligan would be the first one that comes to mind. Gary Simoleon's fantastic. I just played with him in Los Angeles. Tenor players, Dexter Gordon, Sonny Rollins, Lester Young, John Coltrane, Ben Webster, Ernie Watts, Stan Getz. Anyway, these are all names you should know, people you should be familiar with, and you should be studying their music and play along with them. Get some records and play along with recordings. It's really fun to do, and it'll really help your playing a ton. And if I didn't say it already, you all need to know your scales, right? You need to learn all your scales by memory, all up and down your horn in all 12 keys. Another great alto player you should check out is Lee Konitz, K-O-N-I-T-Z. Lee was on a record called The Birth of the Cool, which was a landmark jazz album recorded in 1949. Lee is 87 years old now. I played with Lee about a month ago, and he's still sounding fantastic.
Latin tune.
Well, we enjoyed listening to you. Thank you. By the way, there's a ton of recordings of Blue Skies, a ton of different recorded examples. So, you know, get 5 or 10 of them and check them out. Both by vocalists and instrumentalists. Ella Fitzgerald is first one that comes to mind that recorded it. You can play a little bit softer this first couple of times through, brass. The trumpet you guys are playing, the melody. Bring it down about half of that. That'll leave yourself some headroom somewhere to go. Substitute, you're doing a great job. There's another concept that's really important. Excuse me, in music. I've been talking for 2 days straight here, so. And it's. It was given to me by a very good friend of mine named Ron Jones, and Ron is one of the composers. He writes the music for The Family Guy and American Dad, and he did Star Trek The Next Generation and DuckTales, and Ron lives down in Burbank, and I see him quite regularly when I'm in the area. And Ron writes music for everything from, you know, small groups to 80-piece orchestras. And he said as a composer, he thinks about music, you know, in this way. He says, in music, there's really only two things. There's the main thing and the other thing. So it's just something that I think is a really brilliant way of thinking about music and playing in a band or leading a band or, you know, like, you always need to know, like, what's the main thing? And every beat of every measure has something that's the main thing, you know. There might be a 2-beat drum fill, gag, gag, gag. That's the main thing for those 2 beats. Here's another one, drums. Okay, now it's the trumpets. Lead trumpet's got the lead voice. Now it's drums. See what I'm saying? And of the trumpets and trombones and saxes, there's a main thing just within that group, and it's the lead trumpet voice, which is probably doubled with the lead alto if you have the same pitch. Pitches, you share pitches. So it's important to always know sort of what's the main thing and who's got it. And if you're not the main thing, you haven't got the main thing, you're the other thing. You need to play under the main thing. Support the main thing, but play under the main thing. You guys, make sure you that last phrase da 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 da, nail that thing down right. Don't be shaky on where you come in there. And play enter with confidence. Enjoyed your set, and I hope I gave you some food for thought that was helpful. Hope to hear you again sometime.